42nd Street got Big Jim a Walker. He a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say Jack.
Good morning. I'm on. All right. It's 8 a.m. This is Subjectively Objective. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Pierce Devlin. My partner, Steven, is not here, unfortunately. It's finals season. We're getting hit pretty hard over here at Tufts. And, yeah, pretty lucky to make it out and get to the show. But this is our final show of the year. Excuse me. Got a little cold. But yeah, So we're going to be playing a little bit of some tracks that, well, it's mostly my songs because he's not here, but the songs are going to be mostly just tracks that I've come across this year. So just a little 2017 roundup. Some of the tracks did not come out this year. I think over maybe half of them did. And then some of them are just songs that I discovered this year that are what I think are great songs. Some of them ranging from the Velvet Underground all the way to modern day right now, to one of my favorite bands, Group Love. But yeah, we're going to get to that. Hope you guys have been having a good week. I have had a pretty average week. Manchester United lost the derby yesterday, or 2 days ago now. So I'm a little bummed out about that. Just been studying and stuff. Had a little concert with my band on Friday. It's been alright. Well, anyway, I'm just going to get into the music after a little public service announcement brought to you by WMFO. Alright, so happy holidays. Please don't drink and drive. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays. However, you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk. Take public transportation. Call a cab. Or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from the WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform, loving listeners back in the new year. Good for them. Very true. Be smart. Anyway, time to get to some of the tracks that I've been talking about. 2017 roundup. Some of the music I came across. So I'm going to start with a couple of throwbacks. Then I'm going to get into some tracks that came out this year that I started listening to. Then I'm going to end it off, which is a little good, little personal favorite of mine. It came out this year technically, but it's an old track, just, you know, a live version that was released this year. So I'm gonna start with this cool little track by the band called The Walkmen, which is a band I've been aware of for a while but never really got into, because 3/5 of The Walkmen were in a band known as Johnny Fire Eater, which influenced the entire New York indie rock scene in the 2000s. I read about them in Meet Me in the Bathroom, and they're just like this indie piece in the 90s that influenced the Strokes, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Jack White, what you name it, any band. They just had, like, I think they kind of influenced the style, the stage persona of all these bands, and they never really were able to successfully articulate that impressiveness onto an album. They had one commercial album, which everyone has described as much worse than what they were doing live. And then after that, band broke up due to several issues, including the lead singer's problems. They formed The Walkmen with two other people in another band. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. And this stuff just sounds so good. It sounds like The Strokes meets Modest Mouse meets even Velvet Underground. You know, it's just kind of like really good origins of like 2000s indie rock mixed with some like creepy Velvet Underground, like drug influenced Modest Mouse, you know what I mean? Anyway, this is their 2004 album, and this is one of the tracks that I came across recently, so I hope you guys enjoy the beginning of my 2017 roundup of some tracks I found this year. So that's The Rat by The Walkmen. One of their big hits. I only knew one song by The Walkmen for a while. It was North Pole off the same album, which is Bows and Arrows. 2004 album. Just oozing with some sounds that sound like The Strokes and Modest Mouse. And some of the songs are a little bit slower and a little bit more like drug-oriented, which was why I noted that they sound like The Velvet Underground. And I'm not going to say that they sound like they're oozing in Strokes influence, because this is a band that influenced The Strokes, technically. Not The Walkmen exactly, but yeah, their music was coming out at the same time as The Strokes when they were releasing all their stuff in their prime. Anyway, great album I just started listening to recently. Great song, good indie rock track. Gonna shift into another throwback that I discovered this year, a little bit more subtle. A nice little love ballad by The Velvet Underground. One of their more normal tracks, dare I say, off of their critically acclaimed Velvet Underground album with Andy Warhol artwork on it. This is a song with Nico, the German singer. I think she's German. She might not have been German in the 60s, but I think it's now Germany. Anyway, this song is really cool. This is a song that I think really stuck with me when I listened to their album, which is really interesting that I found out that the album was had really mixed reviews for many years, and then a long time afterwards became critically acclaimed. I don't know. Music industry is weird like that. Or just like, you know, music reception is weird like that. Anyway, here's Femme Fatale by The Velvet Underground featuring Nico. Femme Fatale by The Velvet Underground. Great track off of great album. The album kind of was, when I first listened to it, was a little bit weird though, obviously. But like, not in like me being just be like, oh, that sounds weird. I was just like, some of the tracks I was expecting to wow me a little bit more. But yeah, I gotta get back to that album, listen to it a couple more times. I just listened to it fully for the first time this summer. So yeah. Classic track from a classic band. All right, now we're going to start shifting towards some tracks that I discovered this year. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's an ambulance outside. But we're going to start shifting towards tracks that came out this year. some 2017 tracks that have stuck with me. Some of these were, I don't know, some of them were from bands that have been my favorite bands. Some of them are bands that I discovered this year. Like, I didn't know Slow Dive was a thing for so long, because it was an 80s band, and then they just came out with an album this year, and it was a really cool shoegaze album. But, yeah, we're going to go through a lot of these tracks. We're going to just get the ball rolling with a classic track that came out this year by what I think was one of the best albums of the year, Black Mile to the Surface by Manchester Orchestra. Anyway, here's their first single off that album, The Gold. By Manchester Orchestra. Great song off a great album. Then we're going to go shift into some other tracks. I mean, I got this band Slow Dive, a shoegaze band from Reading, which I just have never heard of. So I listened to their album this year, self-titled. They came back for the first time, and it's got to be like, I don't know, 20 years or something. I think their last album was in the 90s. Anyway, they're really cool tracks. I don't know. It's just, as shoegaze does, it's really good surfacey music, very ethereal, very serene. A lot of background, cool noises that kind of just combine together. And a lot of the tracks, I think, kind of meshed together. There wasn't an individual track off the album that I particularly, like, was hooked on compared to the rest. I just thought it was a very, like, enjoyable listen. But this is one of the tracks I chose. This is a song called Star Roving by Slow Dive off their self-titled this year. That was Star Roving by Slow Dive, who released a really good album this year. That was one of the tracks I liked off of it. Although I said it kind of, you know, all the tracks kind of meshed together. Good album. Pretty short. I think 8 or 9 songs. Ends up being a full LP, though. Anyway, I'm going to shift over to a band called Innerwave, which is a California band, a little small indie rock. I guess kind of like indie pop. Just a little band outside of California. And they've been gaining a little bit of traction. They released this album, Underwater Pipe Dreams, this summer. And it's a lot of cool tracks. Anyway, this is one of the tracks I found was really interesting. There's a lot of cool little intricate stuff going on in the song, but it still keeps a little indie pop flow to it. Anyway, this is Eclipse by Innerwave. It's Eclipse by Innerwave. Great song, great track. A lot of their songs are really impressive. They just, at first listen, sound just kind of a little like bland indie rock tracks. Not bland, a little bit simple. And then you start to listen a little bit more, and then the bass line gets a little bit cooler, and then you notice that the drums are actually really intricate. And they add a lot of cool stuff, like that have like a flute solo throughout the chorus. I recommend you check out Innerwave's project, Underwater Pipe Dreams, and some of their stuff beforehand. They're a cool band. And in the same scene, same outlet of that style, I'm going to be playing a song by the band The Buttertones, which is also another California band, but this is a little bit different. The Buttertones have more of like a desert garage rock sound to them, and then the singer has a really distinct and unique voice, which has grown on me. This song has grown on me, as I can't speak right now, as all of their songs have. I think at first impression it sounds a little off and a little weird, but I think a lot of good bands in indie rock in general kind of come off with that first impression. But this is Dionysus, I can't remember my mythology or how to pronounce Greek words that well, but this is a track by the Buttertones off their self-titled album. Dionysus by the Buttertones off of their self-titled. So, yeah, you might like his voice, you might not, but anyway, it's still find it a cool song. Very unique. I just like coming across stuff during the year that, like, you know, just wows me or is something I'm not expecting. I think that's just a cool style that has not really been seen before in any, like, big indie scene or any rock scene. So, hope they can continue making some good tracks. I mean, they released an album this year. I think that was off of their older album, not 2017, but they released an album this year, which is also pretty good. Okay. Now I'm going to shift into two more other songs by up-and-coming artists, and then I'm going to finish off with a little bit of Lord and Group Love. Excuse me with this cold. One more song from this California rock scene. I think all these bands know each other. All these bands support each other and play together. But this is another band that is more on the indie pop side or alternative rock. This is Hot Flash Heat Wave, and they released an album this year called Soaked, which I got to cover when I was interning at the Daily Magazine. And this is a cool song The second track off the album that sounds a little bit like Portugal the Man, but a lot of their music is more playful and more indie pop oriented, and this is a song that stuck with me, so I hope you enjoy Raindrop off of Hot Flash Heat Waves 2017 album Soaked. Raindrop, but not the raindrop that you know of. That was Hot Flash Heat Wave, and that concludes my little California scene of up-and-coming bands. I got three more tracks for you guys, and then this one is by an NYU bedroom pop artist called Soccer Mommy. She released an album this summer called Collection, and then this is a little, I guess it's bedroom pop, but it's kind of like a lo-fi singer-songwriter song, but this is a song that kind of hits home with me, takes me to a certain, you know, thought, like mindset, kind of nostalgic, I guess, I don't know, but the song is really cool, it's kind of enchanting for me, hope you guys feel the same about it. This is Allison by Soccer Mommy off of Collection. Thank you. is Allison by Soccer Mommy. Love that song. A little slow, but I don't know. One of my favorite songs that I've heard this year. Just like, it just works. Might be a little simple, but it works. Anyway, that kind of made me a little somber and sad. Try to spice it up with two more songs for you. This is the last show of Subjectively Objective this year. You can check out the WMFO blog, actually, if you want. There's a lot of cool stuff being posted on there, and we're working on a couple of articles, including our top picks of the year. So we just finished up our top 10 albums of the year, a list, and that's going to be up hopefully soon, and then we're going to talk about the top songs of the year, maybe a huge list. We might do top 50, but we might narrow that list down and just try to explain our choices, because we don't have time to give the 50 and, like, you know, explain every single reason why it's 46th on the list and 32nd. We got finals. We got a lot of stuff to do, all right? Anyway, we're going to have top 10 albums coming up soon, and then top tracks of the year, and then we're also going to work on something where it might be a list of top 10, but it might not be in order of the most disappointing projects of the year. It's kind of hard to list, like, what's the most disappointing, because that also has to do with how much we anticipated it. Like, there were some albums that I wasn't anticipating, and I was like, oh, this is a lot of people are talking about this album, so I'm going to listen to it. And we have a lot of hot takes about that. There were a lot of albums that were critically acclaimed, and we just did not click with them. Spoiler alert, I think Father John Misty ended up on there. I'm sorry, I know a lot of people think that was an incredible album, but we didn't really stick with it. Same thing with Perfume Genius. Yeah, we're probably going to rile a lot of people up with our idiotic choices. But anyway, hopefully we can explain that to you. You guys should check out the WMFO blog. There's a lot of other cool stuff on there, and we're happy to contribute to that. So we're going to have two more tracks now. This one is off of Lorde's album Melodrama, which ended up on our top 10 album list. Don't worry, it was not on our disappointment list. Great album, really well done. And this song is one of them that stood out as a highlight for us. We kind of described the whole project as just a really enjoyable and, like, a very well put together experience, and a lot of the tracks didn't stick with us permanently, but we still nonetheless enjoyed listening to the entire thing. Well, anyway, this is one of the songs that did stick with us. This is The Louvre by Lorde off of 2017's Melodrama, a lot of people's pick for album of the year.
Well, summer slipped us underneath her tongue. Our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart, psychopathic crush. Drink up your movements, still I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do. Arrush at the beginning, I get caught up just for a minute. But lover, you're the one to blame. All that you're doing, can you hear the violence? Make a phone to my chest. Broadcast the boom 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 make them all dance to it. Our thing progresses, I call and you come through. Blow all my friendships to sit in hell with you. But we're the greatest, they'll hang us in the Louvre. Down the back, but who cares, still the Louvre. Okay, I know that you are not my type, still I fall. I'm just a sucker, let you fill her mind. But what about love? Nothing wrong with it. She's moving close to me, close to you, feel it close to me. Rush at the beginning, I get caught up just
dance to it.
That was the Louvre by Lord off of Melodrama. Great track off a great album. Another track that I wanted to play was Writer in the Dark, but I couldn't fit it in. It's also a little slow for radio. That was like borderline. That track and Allison, which I just played before by Soccer Mommy, you know, really on the line of what you should or should not play on the radio. But technically it's freeform, so there's no rules. Anyway. There's just a little bit of like an unwritten thing. So that was the second last track that I have for you guys. I've got one more track for the year of our show. And then I'm going abroad. So this show is going to take a little hiatus for next semester. Unless Steven does it again, but I don't know if he will. Anyway, he's going to be doing it alone. So that means Subjectively Objective will not be the same. In fact, it'd be worse without me. I'm the star of the show. We got one more track, and it's a 2016 track, but the live version was released for our ear holes in 2017. I think it's a good way to wrap up the year. It's my favorite band, Group Love, and this is one of their best tracks off of their album in 2016 called Enlighten Me, and then they released this live version of a concert, and it's cool. The song's electronic-based, I guess. I don't really know how to describe it. It doesn't really sound like anyone else. And then it kind of explodes at the end. But what they've been doing for their live shows is they... Christian, the lead singer, goes out and he plays it on an acoustic. So it sounds much different. And then towards the end, the band walks out. And then they do the actual ending like it sounds in the actual original. So anyway, thank you for listening. If you have been, this is Pierce Devlin on Subjectively Objective. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Everyone, have a great rest of the year. This is Enlighten Me Live by Group Love off of their EP this year, Little Mess.
Truth is told, but I don't feel my life.
is real. I'm on the fence with common sense. The tendency of time is to never understand it. The lesson of my life is to never comprehend it. No matter how much you spend trying to plan it. Or maybe on my deathbed I finally get an answer. Yeah, maybe on my deathbed I finally get an answer. Or tell me why it's always been this way. And discretion is a blessing if you know what you wanna say. But I don't feel my life is real. I'm on the fence with common sense. Oh, won't you enlighten me? Oh, won't you just set me free? Just went down this road. Long time to feel young, short time to get old. I was holding on to something, knowing you would just let me go.